Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This guy. don't make him your enemy, Andy.
I won't. I've always been a fan of 50 Cent.
Yeah, but don't make him your enemy, dog.
They played, they must have played in the club 6 times at my senior prom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That and Remix to Ignition. I don't think they played anything else.
That was a jam, though.
Dude, that song was great.
It was a jam.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the 50 Cent.
Both of them.
Both of them. Oh, yeah, both of them.
Both great.
Yeah. But that R. Kelly, though, that Ignition was doo-doo.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Beep, beep.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a that was a woo banger, Andy.
2003's finest.
But yeah, make sure you stay on the good side of him. You remember that that couple, the cheating couple at the Coldplay concert?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, she came out, and she's made a statement since, Andy. The funny part is this, because that just wasn't a one-time thing. They were booed up and stuff. They were like...
That wasn't the first. Yeah. He was holding her with a lot of tenderness.
Yeah, but...
At a Coldplay concert.
But this thing about her statement makes it seem like it was a one-time thing. I made a bad decision. Okay? I had a couple of high noons. She had a couple of high noons, Andy.
That'll do it to you.
And dance and act inappropriately with my boss.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not nothing. And I took accountability. I gave up my career for that. That is a price I chose to pay. I want my kids to know that you can make mistakes and you can really screw up, but you don't have to be threatened to be killed for them.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. No one should have threatened her life through that.
But no.
Because it didn't affect yours.
Yeah, but how she's making it seem like I was drinking too much. Mm-hmm. With my boss, and he just came up behind me and put his arms around me.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even like it. I was just acting like I did.
I was acting like
I was just, when they start playing Parachutes, you know, I just can't control my hips.
But the thing about it is like, if we didn't find out that they had something already, mm-hmm. I might believe her.
I wouldn't. I saw the video.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm a body language
expert.
But
she got drunk. I got drunk.
That's not a get drunk.
I got drunk. Because you don't.
When you get drunk one time and dance with somebody, there's no tenderness.
The hug from the back is an enduring hug.
It is.
When a man hugs a woman like that, it's an enduring hug.
Yeah.
Especially when it's around the waist.
Yeah. No, that's not that's a very specific relationship type of hug. That's not a first time.
No.
You've hugged her like that. After.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like that's a cuddle.
Enduring
almost.
Or something like that. Yeah.
But no,
that's what that was the funny thing he said. I had a couple high noons.
high noons, like, come on.
I mean, what is the alcohol content of high noons to have you that drunk?
5%.
With her boss. You kept saying with her boss.
It's a canned seltzer.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Essentially.
But yeah, I had a couple high noons while at a concert with my boss. No, he's your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your boyfriend. And maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe every time you did it, you had some high noons.
Maybe
you needed a little high noon to prime the pump. I don't know.
That could be it.
But, yeah, I don't buy that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I saw that okay.
Later. Also, here's my thing. Like, I understand it became very public. We're talking about it right now. I don't know. Mostly just making jokes about it. I don't think any of them should have, been threatened with their lives or lost livelihoods or anything like that. But that's the world we live in right now. Every life's an open mic, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you're out in public, somebody might find you. If you're doing something wrong out in public, pretty good chance somebody's going to find out about
it. That was karma.
Yeah, probably.
That was God, okay.
Yeah.
I told y'all to break this off maybe 2 weeks ago, okay?
You knew you weren't supposed to
you
be doing
You knew you weren't supposed to be at no right. damn concert with him. And his ad, he probably had about four or five high noons, Andy.
Oh, he looked like it.
He looked like he was red as hell. Hey, what you call him, that drunk face?
Yeah, he had a pretty drunk face.
He had a drunk face. He's like, you know what? My girl looking good over there.
Backstage passes to Coldplay.
This is our jam.
This is our song.
Come here, babe.
Yeah, exactly. But he was holding her like that was
yes.
their song.
Yes. Oh!
If you have a song... then you have a history.
Yes, exactly. And, yeah. And he's like, oh, like the biggest screen in the damn stadium. Yes. Caught your ass.
Now I do agree. You should instruct your children. Whether it's me, you, her, whatever, people can make mistakes, learn from them, and improve.
Yes,
for sure. But I also think that it's important to remember that if you make mistakes like that and you make them publicly, then there can be repercussions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just because you said I made a mistake and I'm sorry doesn't then exonerate you from the repercussions that come along with some mistakes that you make.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because not every mistake is created equal.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted to give one more shout out because Coach Smiley, he was Isaiah's coach at Central. And he's at Sandy Creek now and won the state championship last night. Wow. Really, right. really fond of that brother, man. So shout out to Coach Smiley. I reached out and sent him a message last night. But, yeah, shout out to him. Really good coach. Really good teacher, man. I think still – I mean, he's not apologizing that he's at Sandy Creek. He got a raw deal at Central. I don't care. My kids don't go to school there no more. But, yeah, so happy for him. And then watching Thomas County Central just bludgeon Gainesville last night. And this kid, this running back that's going to Wake Forest runs – Andy, when I saw the number he ran for last night – I thought that was in the playoffs.
what was it?
It's like 380.
Oh, my.
I was like, oh, damn. For the playoffs. Oh, wow. That's a nice run. No, that was last night.
Wow.
He just ramrodded.
Good for him. Good
yeah,
for them.
Man.
Congratulations. God, they beat Gainesville, right?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That's, I saw, and again, I don't know much about it, but I saw George Foster tweet that there's not a team in the country that could beat that.
Dude, I was talking to Rusty about here. Rusty's like, there's no team. He knows there's no team in this state that could beat them.
Yeah,
like that's how good they are.
Well, if you can beat every team in this state,
yeah, then you probably got a good chance of beating most teams in the country, man. Yeah, but yeah, shout out to them because I always talk about that was the standard. Them and Valdosta were the standard.
Yeah,
and watching them just come
Thomas
back.
Thomas County was
Thomas County Central. Cool. Oh yeah, Thomas, they were. They were powerhouse, a powerhouse. And they showed it last night because they beat the absolute dog out of damn Gainesville last
night. That's great.
So shout out to them. Are we done for we're done with the playoffs now?
I think that's it.
That's it right there?
Those are the state championship games. Okay. I think there was two Monday, three Tuesday, and three last night.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, good for them and all the winners. And, again, it's damn Georgia football, man.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty damn good, man.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And it's also, so you know, obviously, there's so many kids that are going on to play, like you said. The running back's going to Wake Forest. There's a lot of kids going to big schools. That was also the last game for a lot of kids.
Yeah, man.
And to go out like that is a very special memory.
Yeah,
and
dog.
Who knows? Maybe you're like a third-generation Thomasville graduate or something. You're a legend in that town forever now.
Hell yeah,
you know?
Dude.
Like you go to the bar when you're 45 and talk about that game.
They are – Thomas County Central is like how Jim goes back when he wears his jersey to the game. That's what they do at Thomas County.
Right. Jim didn't win any state titles.
Yeah, still, Jim's the man when he walks around.
Oh, yeah. No, he walks around. He was 4-0 against Pisgah.
I love when you say that.
And the best thing is Jake was 1-3, so he always gets
Jake
a hard
time.
Yeah, it's a
that competitive.
But at least he got the one, though. Yeah,
what,
man.
What a competitive family.
Small-town football.
What a competitive. It's
the best. It's the absolute best.
They put the signs on the stores and say, gone to the game?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. Like, especially for that one, because
right.
that's a huge rivalry game between the two of them. I'm sure the same thing was – it wasn't Thomasville. It was another team – that won or was a part of the state championship that Rusty was talking about. I forget the name of it. I'm sorry. Maybe if he's listening, he can text. He was like, there's like 10,000 people in the town, and there wasn't anybody there when they were playing that game.
No.
They were all at the stadium watching.
Which that's the best kind, man.
Cool.
Everybody, and you see it just like on those Friday Night Lights where everybody's driving behind the bus.
Yep.
If the whole town is in the line.
The sheriff
behind
is leading the way.
Yep.
He's at the front of the line.
Yep.
And then the buses are behind him, and then all the cars are decked out and painted and all that. Yeah, it is. It's special. It's a very special thing. All right. We probably don't have time to get back into the playoff games right now, so we'll wait until a College Football Corner coming up at 12:20. We'll get back. Oh, Rusty just texted me right now. Let me see. Look at that. On-demand info from the great Rusty Manziel. Worth County.
Oh.
Worth County.
Dude,
yeah.
Yes. I've been.
Where's that located?
Dude, we were on a bus, Andy. No, we left. It's so crazy because we played them. That was one of our region's opponents. We left the school at like 1 o'clock on school buses.
Close to Albany.
Yeah, it's Albany. Way down there. Yeah. But we played them, and we lost on a field goal. Our kicker missed. And I remember coming back to school on Monday, they were calling our kicker Ray Finkel.
Yeah, you told me that.
I told you that. But, dude, them dudes had gold, like, full goals. Grown-ass men. Like, that team had to be, like, just football players. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't go to class, didn't go to nothing. Like, kept doing, what's my boy over here, Georgia State? Kept doing petitions so they could play.
Yeah.
You can't tell me them dudes weren't 21. You cannot tell me them dudes were not 21. That linebacker, Andy, I swear to you, had a mouthful of goals.
That's crazy.
And hit every damn thing moving.
They got something there called Fat Boys Backyard Barbecue.
Yep.
I bet that's pretty good.
I bet that's good.
I bet they got the,
you know, they got the picnic tables out front.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the smoke's going 24 hours a day. They also got something called Jackson Soul Food Kitchen. I bet that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right. Let's head down there. Let's do a remote down there.
It worked, Caddy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. All right. So let's do a little NBA here. First, let's hear from Trey. Trey Young. Likely to be returning to is it? Do we know for sure?
No.
Maybe, hopefully, we don't know. Maybe Trey will play tonight. We hope he does, but he'll probably play soon. He had media availability yesterday, and here's one of the things that he had to say.
For me, since day one, I've always felt like I was a puzzle piece to the big puzzle. Like, I've never felt like I was the whole puzzle. So I'm about to come back and do the same thing and just be another piece to the puzzle and try to fit it and make. Fit in and make all this thing work.
Nice. Nice.
That's the absolute right thing to say.
Yes.
A creative way to say it as well. I'm a puzzle piece, not the puzzle. And for the, it's not the first time, but like probably the first time that's true also. Like he needs to just be a piece to what they have because what they have around him is probably the most talented group since the East Finals team. And I would even suggest that maybe this one's even better.
Yeah,
exactly. They might even be better. So we'll see. This is also the first time that he's been gone for this long and come back and the teams look like this. So yeah, no, I mean, look, I don't have any doubt that he can fit in and find a way to fit in. Right. I'm just really excited to see what that looks like.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it, you know, because of how this team, like you just said, for the most part, throughout Trey's career, if Trey's not in, they're going to struggle.
Yep.
They're going to struggle bad.
The non-Trey minutes have been disastrous.
You know, and they have not done it. They've done the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, now there's still some holes where, you know, like we were talking, Mike, on Tuesday about, you know, the bench scoring, moving somebody out of their starting lineup to help the bench scoring and those things like that. And so, yeah, it has your advantages and everything. But that's the one thing. And when Trey went down with the knee injury, our first conversation about it was, can you stay afloat till Trey gets back? And they've done more than that.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, this team – any team that leads the league in assist when you have the player that usually leads the league in assist by himself, that's great ball movement. Great ball movement and great shot making. Because in order to have a lot of assists, you got to make shots.
That's a huge part of why this is happening,
you know,
too.
You got to make shots.
Trey led the league in assists last year.
Yes.
And there's times in his career here where he could have had a couple more a game.
Yeah.
They just didn't have shooters.
Yes.
Like, they didn't have guys that could defend on the perimeter, and they didn't have guys that could make open threes. Now, there's four or five guys that if you leave, including Onyeka Okongwu and Trey. I mean, Trey, hopefully his shooting will uptick as well. I know last year wasn't his best shooting year from three. But there's four or five guys on this team that if you leave them open, like you're toast.
And his ability to break down defense is just like Jaden Johnson's ability to get into the paint, have the defense converge on him, kick it out to his teammates. But the most important thing about that, just like we just said, can you make the shot? Can you make the shot? And they are doing a great job of that. We talked about Big O on Monday. I mean, the way he's shooting the ball, it's been really good, Andy, but it wasn't one of the things where he's not just – and you said it – I think you might have said it Monday. He's just not in the corner kick. He is doing it with people running at him and doing all those things. And we know how great of a playmaker that Jalen Johnson has been since Trey's been gone.
I think that's the best thing that's happened is – and Nikhil Alexander Walker sort of – taking on this role.
I didn't know how good he was. I knew he was a good player.
How
could
you?
Yes.
How could you? He averaged 9 points a game coming off the bench in Minnesota. Like, and he had a nice run in the playoffs. I think it was last year.
Yes.
But still, how could you? He didn't have the opportunity to show it. He's taken this chance with Trey out, and also just they were going to have more of an opportunity for him anyway.
Right.
Given that
he was going to be the number one guy off the bench.
Yeah. Now he'll probably go back to being that.
Yes.
Which is where you get some of that bench scoring. But I think Jalen Johnson's ability to make plays in the half court is the best thing for this team because Trey's always had the ability to do that, but when they start throwing bodies at him, that's when the Hawks have bogged down,
right?
Especially in the playoffs, right, and play-in games and stuff like that. Now, if they start doing that, you just give it to Jaylen, and then the next thing we'll see, because Trey is a very good catch-and-shoot shooter.
Yes.
He just play the ability to get open in the half court.
Right.
Because a lot of times he'll give it up, and then he's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
Move around
move
a little
around.
Bit. Yeah,
move around.
A couple screens, whatever, get down to the corner and make those shots, because he doesn't have a ton of there's not like a huge sample size of it, but his catch-and-shoot three-point percentage is top five in the NBA.
And that's going to be so big.
Yeah.
That's going to be big for this team because, like you said, if you can get Trey off the ball, that helps his offense because it gives him an opportunity. Not giving him a rest, but it's taking all the attention away from him.
It should be a huge bonus.
Like, you got to find Trey before you know where he is. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at the top of the key with the ball. Now, okay, where is he at? Is he over here? Is he on the elbow? Is he there?
Yeah. If it plays out like that, they unlock something for the offense, which is fun.
Sports Radio 99 The Game is your football action this holiday season. Join us tonight following the Hawks game for the Xbox Bowl between Arkansas State and Missouri State. It is all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Today season, X-Bowl tonight, following the Hawks game.
First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well. Continue to break down the playoff games. One Friday, three on Saturday. So we'll get to all of that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.